No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
Taco.
Cat.
Goat.
Cheese.
Pizza.
Taco.
Cat.
Goat. Cheese.
Pizza.
Taco.
Cat.
Goat. Cheese.
Pizza.
All right.
All right. Okay. Taco, Cat, Goat, Cheese, Pizza by Dolphin Hat Games. For 3 to 8 players, ages 8 and up, and plays in about 10 minutes. This addictive game is unique as its name. It's a power-packed, quick and simple party game. Race against each other to slap a match between a card and a spoken word. But watch out, your mind will play tricks on you. This game was engineered for maximum fun. Enjoy!
Hooray!
Yay!
Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
Yum.
So who's here at the table to help us review this game, Ruby?
Well, you've got Ruby.
Hey, Ruby.
Got Nini.
Hey,
and
Nini.
Calvin's here.
Oh, hey, Calvin.
Yeah. And it is I, Doug.
Oh, it's
Yay,
Doug.
We
haven't had Doug on one of these in a while.
Yeah.
And, of course, me, John. Hey, it's a me, a John. So this was a fun little game that we actually picked up at Origins when we went to their booth.
Right.
He showed it to us, and we went, sure, we'll buy that. That sounds like fun.
Little $5 game. So what was good about the game?
It was really easy to learn and really fun to play. We were able to get right into it.
Yes, I agree. It's got cute, simple art.
Yeah. Yeah, the cards are are fairly nice. They're somewhat durable, considering you have to flip them and everybody's slapping them.
Slapping the table and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's always the risk of, you know, bending and...
Right.
But amazing quality for $5.
Yeah, it was a little $5 game.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
It's just deck card size.
Yeah.
I didn't count how many cards were in there, but, you know.
Easily fits in your back pocket. Travel with you wherever you want.
Yeah.
There's always the bonus of the fact that it has a narwhal in the game.
I think I'd put that in the other category. So
I don't know. That's
I think we got
that's
three
pretty good.
We got three
opinion.
Very distinct things in the other category.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to say good about it?
It's real quick.
It is. It plays within its time limit. That's
what
always
was
a
the
bonus.
Time limit on it?
10 plus minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and it was about that.
Yeah.
Okay. That always impresses me when the actual learn and play time is correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Nini?
It was good. It was fun.
Okay.
I got to slap people.
You weren't supposed to slap people. That's the problem.
One interesting take is normally on the slapping game, the slap the card pile games, it's the first one is the good one. Now it's the last one is the bad one.
I appreciated that.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So, anything bad about it?
Well, we all ended up having to stop playing because
we
hurt
our
knuckles and stuff,
or arms, or
nails,
or chest.
Yeah.
And that's all because we're super active and into the game.
Yeah.
So it's not really a bad, but it could be a bad if you're super competitive. You know, you could draw blood.
Yeah, easy to get carried away.
Yes, very easy to get carried away. Again, not sure if that's a bad thing or a good thing.
Now, on the box, it says it's for up to 8 players, I think I said.
It's three to eight.
See, in the instruction card, it says get yourself and 2 friends and however many other people you can sit around the table to play this game, which implies
it could go more than 8.
And I think at eight and higher,
your card decks might be too short.
The game falls apart at that point.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, but
because what you do is you basically dole out all the cards to everyone that's playing, and so at a certain point, if there's 52 people, everyone has 1 card in their hand.
But how many tables could you really get more than 8 people?
Hey,
at?
You have not seen gaming conventions. You can get lots of people squished in at one table.
So to me, that's the bad. I don't think you could reasonably get that huge an amount of people in there. I want to say the guy said add another deck to it if you get more, but
I guess
that's a lot of slapping going around.
And everybody has to reach the pile still.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
That's my bad. It's a weak bad at that, but it's bad. It's bad.
Okay, I got nothing else.
All right, so other.
Well, there are 3 other cards in there. There's not just a taco, a cat, a goat, and a cheese, and a pizza. There's also a gorilla. where you have to bang your chest all Donkey Kong style.
And then slap the
and
card.
And then slap the card.
There's a narwhal.
What do you have to do for the narwhal?
You have to make the narwhal horn at the top of your head and wobble your head back and forth and then slap the table.
And we're getting some lovely imagery
here. Right,
which like, works
you
great.
To, when you talk about narwhal, you have to do
the horn.
The horn.
Right, okay. Right.
Perfect for a podcast.
That's then there's what card, Nini? What's the other one?
The one that we wouldn't knock the table, but I don't remember what it was.
Groundhog.
Yeah, I'll remember that side.
So Groundhog, you then had to... the card on the table.
Yeah, let's wait a couple seconds. The reverberation finishes Woo! Echoing through my ears.
And then slap the card.
Right. Other than that, as far as other... The art's
it's
really cute.
It's simple.
There's not... big walls of text or anything like that to read on the card. In fact, I don't think there's any
there's
text,
I think there's
on,
any text
it's the
on the card.
The name of the, yeah.
Right.
For those of you who care about this, the game really doesn't, there's colors on the card, but it doesn't matter if you're colorblind. The colors don't really do anything.
All right. Yeah, so, it's anything else?
It's fun for all ages, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this was Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza by Dolphin Hat Games.
Narwhal.
Narwhal, yay!
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.